Once again, love, that loosener of limbs, bittersweet and inescapable, crawling thing, seizes me.
That's Fragment 130 from the Greek poet Sappho, read by Grand Valley Professor Diane Rayer, one of the foremost translators of ancient texts. Professor Rayer has a new translation of Helen by Euripides that is debuting at Grand Valley State University on Friday night. She collaborated with director Karen Libman and the student actors on making this translation work on the modern stage while staying true to the original text. The play is one version of Helen of Troy.
It's Helen of Troy, except for in this version by Euripides, Helen, the real Helen, never actually went to Troy. What happened is the gods made a fake Helen out of a cloud, and Paris abducted that Helen, thinking it was the real Helen, and brought her to Troy. And so the Greeks then followed and fought a 10-year war over the fake Helen, over nothing. And so, but everybody thinks it's the real Helen. And Menelaus, after the fall of Troy, after the utter destruction of Troy and the loss of all those Greek and Trojan lives, takes the fake Helen with him, heading back home to Sparta. But for 7 years, he can't get there. He's sailing. He keeps getting off course. And eventually, he's shipwrecked in Egypt. And meanwhile, the gods had dropped the real Helen off in Egypt, where she was waiting for Menelaus to come pick her up. And so it's been, well, at least 17 years, probably closer to 20 now, that Helen's been in Egypt waiting. And so there's the play is both very serious because all this loss of life over nothing, and the tragedy of that, and that's made clear right at the beginning of the play. But it's also a very funny play because you have Menelaus, who's supposed to be this great hero, landing in Egypt, and he's just wearing a scruffy sail, and an old woman who he meets at the palace just tells him off and kind of beats him up. And then finally, when he meets the real Helen, he doesn't want to believe that it's really Helen because he has the fake Helen with him. And so there's this whole strange recognition scene that's quite funny. And he almost abandons the real Helen and before finally finding out that it is her. And then they have to figure out how to get back home again. So there's all these twists and turns in it. And so that's the play itself.
Professor Rayer has translated Homer, Sophocles, and began her career as a student translating the poet Sappho.
I became a classicist to translate Sappho. I translated Sappho first in 1978, and my first little book was my senior thesis at Colorado College of translating Sappho. I went to graduate school to translate Sappho. So I have been translating Sappho for a very, very long time.
In 2014, Cambridge Press published Sappho, a new translation of the complete works, which included newly found fragments.
I wanted to have a solo volume of Sappho. That had been my goal when I started out. And I'd had an anthology with Sappho in it, but I had never just had a solo Sappho volume. So I wanted to do that, and there had been a new discovery in 2004 of a beautiful poem that I wanted to be able to include, and I've become a better translator after all these years, I hope. So I wanted to have this new volume, and it seemed like a good time. And then right after I turned in the page proofs for it, the very next day, my collaborator who wrote the introduction and notes, André Larenois, he emailed me saying, there's been new Sappho papyri discovered. Can you stop the production? And so I was able to email my editor at Cambridge and say, stop the press, which I'd always wanted to say, of course. And they did. And so we had to wait for the Greek texts to come out, which they did. So this is 2014, and the Greek text came out in April, and my Sappho book, we were able to get it out in July.
That's a really quick turnaround.
That was a really quick turnaround. And so I had to translate the new finds very, very rapidly and be able to get them in the book. And then our Sappho was the very first one that included the new papyri, so the brand new finds. And so this is a huge deal because it was as two brand new fragments that we didn't have at all of Sappho's, and then other pieces of ones that we do have, and it was a big deal.
Sappho's work was meant to be performed and recited with musical accompaniment.
That's where we get the word lyric. It was all the poetry was sung with the accompaniment of a lyre, which is a stringed instrument. And so it was all meant to be performed. So even the poetry of Sappho's that sounds very personal, she was the earliest Greek woman poet, and she used the lyric I. And so there's I love and I feel this. And so it may seem very personal, but it was all performed before an audience.
The poetry of Sappho was handed down through the oral tradition, which is why there are so many fragments.
Fragment 16. Some say an army of horsemen, others say foot soldiers, still others a fleet is the finest thing on the dark earth. I say it is whatever one loves. That's the first stanza of a longer poem. We're missing most of what Sappho composed. We have fragments that are discovered on papyrus, sometimes in dumps. For example, a dump in Egypt, because papyri is preserved there in the dry weather. A lot of it was preserved with people quoting Sappho or grammarians. Oh, listen to Sappho's interesting dialect, and they have a word or a stanza. And so we have little pieces. We have only a very small fraction of what she composed.
The poetic tradition of Sappho has influenced not only modern schools of poetry, but also songwriting and keeping the line of songcraft and poetry alive.
Sappho lived in about 600 BCE, and we don't have anything in her handwriting. So we don't have of anything. But picture the way singers do songs now. They do covers. And so people would have listened to Sappho. Perhaps she would have given them copies. Other people would have performed them. So later poets, they'd be performing, and someone would say, oh, would you do the one of Sappho? And so the performances kept coming. And so we have Sappho's work. We have one on a parchment skin, one on a fragment from a vase, and then mostly papyri, so copied over the years.
Professor Diane Rare, the translator of Greek texts, whose new translation of Helen by Euripides will premiere Friday, March 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Louis Armstrong Theater on the campus of Grand Valley State University. Performances will continue through April 2nd. For more information, visit gvsu.edu/theater. For WGVU, I'm Scott Vandewer.